to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want this. I want this book so badly. There is a book written in 1673 by royal physician William Sermon. He was a physician of Charles II, and it has all these cures that he would recommend. Now, mind you, he was the royal physician. Okay, so unlike Surgeon General, somebody who was the royal physician was like the tippity top doctor in the whole, all the land. Now, this book has cures for colds, toothaches, what to do for an earache, pretty interesting stuff. It's almost a 350-year-old book, and it is up for auction. Oh, my gosh, I love medical antiques, and I love old medical stuff, especially like old treatments. The title is called A Friend to the Sick, The Englishman's Preservation. It is expected to sell for more than, I believe, $1,000 and reveals age-old secrets to good health, such as eating burnt burns and drinking alcohol. Alcohol was used for multiple ailments. Okay, in the book, this is being reported by Mail Online, Dr. Sermon states that sickness is a convulsion which will most commonly deprive the patient of reason and sense, caused by tough phlegm which doth obstruct the passage of the spirit of the brain. See, which doth obstruct. We need to bring back the word doth. Doth, and I tell you why. Many of us don't do well conjugating our verbs. Okay, caused by tough phlegm that would obstruct the passage. You see, that would is a conjugation of a verb. Just stick doth in there. If you doth, right? Like, let me see, I need to pee. Or if I laugh, it's going to make me need to pee. Laughing doth pee. See how you could use doth? Okay, one suggested cure they have here is to take young swallows, burn them in their feathers, all together in a new Ethanware pot, covered very close, add thereto as much castor, and beat them well together, put into a glass vessel, let it stand 3 days, after which distill it in a glass for patient to take. Okay, mind you guys, there was no Viagra. We didn't have Pfizer or Merck back then, so you would beat and castor a bird or swallow doth. They say for earache, take a loaf of bread made with one part of caraway seeds, cut it through the middle, and apply it to the ears. So you would stick bread into the ear. How would that help? Would it be the yeast? Would it be the sugar in the bread? Now, remember, bread back then didn't taste like our bread with all the sugar and the salt and all the stuff added to it. Bread, they just took the grain, they refined it, and they threw some yeast on it and, I don't know, spit a couple times, and they made dough. They say for a patient with a toothache, Dr. Sermon writes to make rotten teeth sound. Maybe rotten teeth don't make a sound. Take the juice, you know what I'm talking about. Take the juice of watercresses and white wine in equal measure. Mix them together and rub the teeth and gums therewith. And then don't forget to throw in a doth. I'm sorry. I'm not making fun of him. This stuff is cool. He also says that the ashes of tobacco is an excellent use to cleanse the teeth and to make them white. Tobacco ash would make teeth white. What the hell color were people's teeth such that tobacco ash whitened them? That's what I want to know. All right, I'm looking here. They go, all right, let me see there. I'm reading some of these. Let them make the one dram at a time, about the full and something of the moon or near the approaching of the fit. 3 or 4 spoonfuls of distilled water of lavender. Where did you get this stuff? Alright, now, he died 6 years after his book was published, The Doctor at the Age of 50. I don't think he was hung. And the medical journal was a hidden treasure until it was discovered in a box in a routine house clearance in Derbyshire. You know, I have never been to England or Europe, but, if I ever do get the opportunity to go, I better get my butt into one of these antique shops. The problem is, once something's in an antique shop, it costs so much money. I need to just do a house clearance. Is that what they call it? A routine house clearance. That's what you do. Do they have garage sales in England or Europe? I'm there. All right. So, very interesting stuff. You know, I've talked about how, What's this? Or take the powder of the best aloes and roll it up with wool, or the hair cut off the belly of a dog, make tents therewith, and put them up for, I don't know what they're trying to cure on that one. All right, so I guess the dogs would have to be shaved. Do you guys ever wonder what pets were like back in the 1600s? I mean, did people back in the 1600s, especially in England, right, do tickle tummy or furfies, you know, where you go, like, you know, on their tummy, right? And I'm spitting on my microphone. Did they ever do that kind of stuff? Like, oh, I'm going to rub tushy. I'm going to rub that tummy. And I'm going to take a tushy. Ah! Did they do that? Or did they speak to the dog as therewith dost thou lavender tincture dog? Is that how they talk to the dogs? Because no wonder the dogs always look asleep in all these pictures. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, got a lot to talk about. So, toxins from algae in Lake Erie appear to be posing a threat to drinking water. We have a red wine compound that is making tumor cells more susceptible to radiation. This resveratrol is rocking it. Exercise may lower esophageal cancer. Bullet wounds killing 8% of U.S. kids treated in the ERs, which means the numbers are more for the kids that don't make it to the ER. And a cure for marijuana. A cure for marijuana addiction. The problem is most people on marijuana really don't want to be cured. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Want to do a quick shout-out to Freeze Dry Guy. It's never too early to be prepared. They got great food, great specials, and all our silos or our protective packs or our little emergency corners of the house should be stocked with Freeze Dry Guy. I love the stuff. I'm a huge fan. Fully endorse it. Great stuff, okay? Bullet wounds kill 8% of U.S. kids treated in the ER. 8% of kids will die of a bullet wound? Is that what they're saying? I mean, people, of these kids treated in the ERs, 8% of them? A bullet wound? That is crazy. Hospital statistics from several U.S. urban areas reveal that at least 8% of children who were shot died. Now, that doesn't make sense. Okay, so it's confusing. Bullet wounds kill 8% of U.S. kids treated at ERs. Okay, see, how I look at it, if a kid gets shot, they're saying, in one sentence, they're saying, well, only 8% of them will die. In the title, however, they're saying, U.S. kids dying in the ER, 8% of them is because of gunshot wounds. They say gunshot wounds in kids cause a higher level of serious injury and death than any other cause, even car accidents. Well, of course. I mean, those of us that understand guns and bullets and projectile and the speed and the force, I think we get it. That's scary stuff. In addition to the severity of the body damage they cause, gunshot wounds are also the most likely of injuries in kids to require blood transfusions and major surgery. The cost of emergency care per patient for gunshot wounds, an average of more than $28,500, according to the study. Now, why is this? All right. Why aren't people keeping their guns covered? What's going on in these neighborhoods? What's happening in people's homes? I told you a very scary incident where a family had a cleaning lady. Cleaning lady thought the gun was a toy, found the gun, put it back in the toy box area. Kid got a hold of the gun, played with it, and shot himself. I mean, I think parents are idiots if they leave their weapons out and not protected. Now, mind you, I get that, okay? We have guns. All right, you take them out, you clean them, right? You need them, you carry them, etc. Okay, but you have to put them away. You have to lock them up. I mean, one of the reasons why so many people want gun control is they think people are too stupid to handle their own guns. Now, what I find is most gun owners that carry have gone through the training. They know how to deal with a firearm, because it's like a body part to them. I mean, it becomes second nature. You know if it's not on you. You feel awkward when the gun's not on you, right? You always know where it is. There's that sixth sense. You would never lose your gun. You would never. But apparently there are some idiot parents out there that the kid got a hold of the gun. Or they must have left it somewhere, and then the cleaning lady took it. And then you wonder, well, parents, didn't you realize it wasn't near you or it was gone? You don't buy a gun and stick it on a nightstand or stick it in a drawer. Okay? You have to know where your weapons are at all times. And then you have the argument that people that aren't supposed to have guns get them. And those are the ones that maybe some of these kids are also getting these weapons from. Now, the gunshot injuries, they say, were rare. They looked at 50,000 injured children. 93 hospitals from 2006-2008. The hospitals were in Oregon, California, and Colorado. Gunshot wounds accounted for 1% of injuries. Of the injuries, more than 80% were actually teenagers. 15 to 19, 85% were male. See, I kind of, as a girl, I always thought guns were cool. Yeah, I don't understand that. You know, I mean, I understand, unless, you know, maybe girls are like, no, I don't want to mess my nails or something. I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but, you know, why are boys so much more fascinated by guns than girls? I thought Barbies were boring. I thought flowers were boring. I loved my brother's toys. And it doesn't mean I'm straight, homosexual, transgender. It doesn't mean anything like that. I'm straight. I'm married. I love my husband. I love men. I just find guns and cars a lot more exciting. If my husband said, would you like to go shopping for a dress or would you like to go to a gun show or a car show, I would pick the car show and a gun show every time. To me, that is a lot more fascinating than the grueling, you know, hair-pulling experience of buying a dress does. So, I don't get it. Anyway, more of these were boys. I don't want to go on with this. I had just watched, I'm still on Breaking Bad. I'm in the fifth season. I know some of you guys haven't finished Breaking Bad. But basically, there's a kid that dies. Okay, I can't really go into it. Okay, by gunshot. And this kind of hit close to home because that's the episode I just finished seeing. All right, but I don't want to ruin it for some of you because some of you guys still haven't caught up with Breaking Bad. Now I thought I was slow. Come on, people. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOCDALI. Researchers found that exercise could lower your risk of esophageal cancer. Yeehaw! Good. Got to keep the exercise up. All right. Researchers analyzed 4 published observational studies and found that the most physically active people were 19% less likely to develop esophageal cancer than those who were least active. The review also found that people who were physically active had a 32% lower risk of developing esophageal adenocarcinoma, which comes from that Barrett's esophagus where the acid from the stomach keeps injuring the lower lining of the esophagus, turning it to Barrett's, which could later turn to adenocarcinoma. The findings are are scheduled for presentation Monday at the American College of Gastroenterology annual meeting in San Diego. Sorry you guys missed it. I know. I really should give you guys the heads up so you can run to these meetings. They say obesity was associated with increased risk because of high levels of insulin and chronic inflammation. Also, the more heavy you are, the more you have reflux. You know, as I've been losing weight, I'm not burping as much. You guys notice that? I don't burp as much. And, I know. And so you get losing weight helps with reflux. It always has. So that makes sense. They say decreasing your visceral fat, lowering the level of carcinogenic adipokines or adipokines. I don't know what the hell an adipokine is. I know adipo has fat. Improving insulin sensitivity and decreasing chronic inflammation, physical activity could decrease the risk of esophageal cancer. Yeehaw, as well as other types of cancer too. Breast cancer, colon cancer. Now, esophageal cancer is the sixth most common cancer in men worldwide. 5-year survival rate, only 15%. Men usually die within the first year after diagnosis. Why? Because they have thought their esophageal cancer was heartburn this whole time. So they were popping antacids and blowing it off. How many of you have ever had a rip-roaring case of heartburn? To me, it feels like a knife that is turning in your esophagus. And it's not very comfortable. Now, the reason why something like that hurts is because it tells your body, well, you need to do something differently. Something's wrong. But, you know, it's very hard. That's not an easy place to look. In caveman days, we didn't have EGDs. But then on the other hand, we also didn't have all the food and crap that we eat. And usually in caveman days, you were kind of skinny. Okay? You didn't really get to the weight that you do now. Speaking of weight, I guess a guy who's over 500 pounds, he buys two seats on an airplane, and the airplane gives him the two seats, but in two different rows. Tell ya, I really don't get airliners. I really don't. Anyway, so losing weight, eating right, elevating the bed helps with reflux, keeping your exercise up, eating small meals, not talking while you eat, not chewing gum, smoking causes reflux, chocolate, alcohol, anything that's fun could increase your esophageal cancer risk. You don't want to mess around with that. Now, if you do have signs or symptoms of reflux or burning, get it checked out. If you don't want the esophageal, if you don't want to get the EGD, I know, did you see that? I was going to mumble over my words. I had to be careful. If you don't want your upper endoscopy, there are other things you could do. You could do an upper GI where you drink a drink, right? Drink the barium and they could see any weird irregularities as the contrast is going along the body parts. That's something they could do. It's kind of a wussy way to rule something out. But if you can't get your EGD, then we'll allow you to do that. But there's a variety of things that can be done to get that checked out. Just don't ignore your heartburn. For the love of the Lord, don't ignore it. So many of you ignore symptoms. And that's what's frustrating. You know, what I usually recommend to have a GI doctor take a peek at you, okay, if you suffer from any sort of heartburn. Once you start getting heartburn, let the doctor take a peek at you. Now, I started getting some heartburn. After I gained that weight with the hormones, I started having heartburn. So I went, I got checked, he did a scope, and he saw I had gastritis, which meant some, inflammation in the stomach. The esophagus, knock on wood, so far, so good. But again, he saw me 10 years before, I would have probably really shown up. That's what you got to do. If you don't want to die of cancer first year out, go to the doctor 10 years before you have the cancer, if you can figure that out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Got a lot to talk about. Going to talk about a cure for marijuana and toxins in Lake Erie. What's going on? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say toxins, according to Fox News, from algae in Lake Erie are posing a threat to the drinking water. These blobs of algae on Western Lake Erie, I guess, are giving off these toxins that are infiltrating water treatment plants along the shoreline. So now these cities are going to have to spend more money screening their water. They say it got so bad last month that one township told its 2,000 residents not to drink or use the water coming from their taps. Now, many of you say, well, no big deal. I only use bottled water. Well, do you? What about filling up a pot to cook some rice? Do you use bottled water for that, or do you use tap? What about when you're boiling hard-boiled eggs? Now, true, that could probably kill the any bugs or microorganisms, but what about toxins? They say the cost of testing and treating the water, I guess the city of Toledo is going to be spending an extra $1 million this year to combat the toxins, while a neighboring county is considering a fee increase next year to cover the added expenses, as if the recession isn't bad enough. Now, algae blooms during the summer and early fall. These have turned the water into a pea soup color in recent years. In fact, tourists think that this is kind of gross. And I guess they say it's a little kind of an unsightly surface. And toxins produced by the algae have contributed to oxygen-deprived dead zones where fish can't survive. So try fishing. It's kind of like one of those Simpsons lakes. The toxins also, they say, are a threat to the drinking water the lake provides for 11 million people. Now, they say the annual algae blooms have been concentrated around the western end of Lake Erie, though a few have spread to the Cleveland area and have affected water treatment plants in Toledo and other cities. The algae growth is fed by phosphorus from farm fertilizer runoff and other sources. This leaves behind toxins, could kill the animals, obviously sicken us. Now, tests on drinking water in Carroll Township, which is, I guess, west of Toledo, showed that the amount of toxins had increased so much last month that officials decided to just tell the residents to tell with a no more drinking tap water. And I guess this is the first time we've heard of a city banning residents from drinking their own tap water because of toxins. So if you didn't know this was going on, you know now. Pretty scary stuff. Now, the township's treatment plant is back online, but the water is being filtered and treated over a longer period to make sure they remove all the toxins. Pretty scary stuff. Now, I know one of you will go, well, Dr. Dahlia, what about the fluoride? Now they're not getting fluoride if they're not drinking tap water. Do they need to take an extra fluoride? I'm not even thinking about that now. All right. Just that, you know, you can take a multivitamin. You can give your kids multivitamins with fluoride if you're concerned. Make sure you're getting good dental health. All right. I'm not going to start recommending everybody start taking fluoride at this point. Just, you know, make sure your water is being tested and treated. See, what worries me is, how often are these guys watching and inspecting? Did it take somebody to say, wait a second, something's not right with our water? Okay, you know, don't always assume somebody else is handling it. Assume that you are going to be the first person to realize something's wrong. You know, I tell my patients this whenever they get a big, nasty case of salmonella or food poisoning. I go, do you want to report it? Well, no, because I'm sure if there was an outbreak, the health department would know. And I go, well, what if you're the first person to get sick? Or what if everybody else that got sick just stayed home, had their diarrhea, and then went to work? If you really think you got sick from a particular restaurant, you can make an anonymous tip just so they check it out and make sure nobody else gets sick. And I don't want to bring any restaurant down, all right? But that's what health inspectors do. They check it out. I mean, OSHA inspects doctor's offices. That's what they're there for. It doesn't mean anybody's going to get fired or the business is going to be closed. But you might as well get it checked out. So just if you smell something funny out of your water, you taste something funny, if you think something's not right, don't go there. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's this acid called kynurenic acid, and it prevents the psychedelic THC effect in monkeys and rats, which means this could help people who are marijuana addicts kick the habit. It blocks the receptors that cause those euphoric feelings inspired by dopamine. That is what where you get your high from. So they think this could be a cure for marijuana abuse. Researchers found that the increasing levels of the naturally occurring acid, the kynurenic acid in the brain, could stop addicts who are trying to give up from relapsing. They found it worked, like I said, in monkeys and rats, blocking the THC. All right. Researchers from the University of Maryland explained that drug abuse is controlled by dopamine and that the kynurenic acid influences the dopamine. Now, some of you are like, wait a second. Well, then why can't we do the opposite? Why can't we take the opposite, right, and then make us all feel good? I am sure somebody's working on that already. They said the acid is effective because it blocks the receptors that cause the positive feelings inspired by dopamine. Remember I told you that Israel was working on a form of marijuana where it was deprived of the THC? So for people who needed medical marijuana to help their appetite, to help their nausea, they would have the cannabis but not the THC. You see, the THC aspect would be out. That ingredient would be out, so you wouldn't get high, you wouldn't get addicted to it, but you would still get the effects of the cannabinol. So that's interesting stuff. Now, the chondroitic acid can be produced from bananas and turkey. It's thought to cause fewer side effects than other treatments because it occurs naturally in the brain. I don't like bananas. That's probably why. Turkey makes me sleep. To test the effectiveness of the treatment, Robert Schwartz and his colleagues gave rats and monkeys a drug that increased their levels of the acid while the creatures self-administered their own weed. No, their own THC. They found the animals were less interested in the THC after they were given the treatment. Now, is marijuana addiction that big a problem? We don't think it's as big a problem as some of the other addictions like meth, cocaine, etc. But think about it. Don't underestimate how difficult it could be for a person to quit smoking marijuana. Right? They have difficulty, you know, think about trying to quit smoking, period. You know, we talked about in the previous hour how e-cigs, many people are using e-cigs to smoke their marijuana in public. Guess they could get their marijuana in there. They smoke it. People think they're smoking an e-cig, but they're sitting there, you know, getting baked on the bus ride home. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Horrible story as a 6-year-old boy drowns on a carnival ship. Why did a 6-year-old boy on a carnival die on a carnival cruise ship and drown? Because there was no lifeguard on duty. Horrible. Quentin Hunter drowned on the Carnival Victory as he played with his 10-year-old brother. Carnival spokeswoman Jamie Weber told the LA Times, "We do not have lifeguards on duty at our pools. Parental supervision is required for children under 13. That is ridiculous." And she said there was a parent present at the time of the incident. The kid went underwater, didn't surface. He was pulled out by the pool. People tried to administer CPR, and unfortunately, they failed. Yesterday, October 13th, they said the ship was on at sea on its last leg of a 4-day Caribbean cruise. It was in a midship area, and he was with other family members. Of course, Carnival extends its heartfelt sympathy to the family during this very difficult time. The company's quote-unquote care team is providing assistance and support. Kind of makes you wonder the fact that they have a care team. This is sad. This is horrible. I was shocked. We've done the Dr. Dahlia cruise every year, and we're still considering the Dr. Dahlia cruise this year. We got kind of a lot going on, and we're kind of looking at some possible TV work. So I want to make sure I don't book something that I couldn't go on because I want to make sure we could all go. But I've noticed that where many of the pools, there are no lifeguards. Now, so I tell my kids they don't get to swim unless I'm there. But you would think with all those people around, nobody would notice a kid drowning. Well, I think that's the problem. When you have so many people around, there's all this noise. And remember, drowning is very quiet. When somebody's underwater, it's quiet. You can't hear a thing. And I think people think that somebody is watching somebody else. You know, parents will find that they do a better job supervising the kid when it's just them than when both of them are in the house because both of them think somebody else is watching the kid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
You outside the studio, but I am back. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sure many of you have heard that the White House has called these postage stamps encouraging fitness unsafe. Did you guys see these collection of U.S. postage stamps that are a part of this Just Move movement? It encourages kids to play sports, lead active lifestyles. Well, I guess the White House recalled them, right, when officials deemed that the activities involved like skateboarding, cannonballing into a swimming pool, unsafe. Duh. Okay, you know, I'm looking at these. You see dribble. You see this kid skateboarding. You see another kid twisting, turning around, batting. I mean, you know what? I'm torn here. Okay, first of all, when can anybody just toughen up? Can we just toughen up a little bit? Okay, kids are, back in the 70s and 80s, we saw pictures of kids skateboarding, and we didn't think that we were going to sue the White House or sue somebody if one of us got hurt. I mean, skateboarding. My sister would fall off skateboards all the time. It got to the point where my mom wanted her to wear a helmet, and she finally said, to hell with the skateboard, get rid of it. Skateboards were kind of dangerous. Roller skating. I can't tell you how many times I missed breaking bones just from roller skating. Ice skating, by the way, was easy. Never had a problem ice skating. Ice skating never fell once. Roller skating, I'd always fall. I don't get that. All right, but anyway, federal officials think the stamps are unsafe. It included illustrations of kids skateboarding without knee pads, doing a cannonball dive into a swimming pool, and doing a handstand without wearing a helmet. Now, I don't know about you all, but if I actually saw a stamp, right, where somebody was in all their protective gear, I wouldn't know what the hell sport they were doing, to be honest. I mean, I get the whole football gear. That I understand. That makes sense. All right? So they show these kids, and they're really colorful. They're pretty. And I get they're trying to get, I mean, they're actually, I kind of think it's a nice thing to do. Shows kids. Now, how many kids look at stamps? Okay, that's another kind of question here. Usually everybody's emailing. Okay, kids don't usually write letters, maybe to Santa Claus, but I think there's even an email site for Santa Claus. So I really don't think kids are going to be seeing that. Does a picture of a kid dribbling a ball make you think of exercise? It really does. I mean, they do have a point. When you see kids hopscotching, jumping rope, running around exercise, it does give you that little bit of an induction to do it. Now, you may not. Like if I'm, you know, if I'm in the, let's say, the lobby for some reason, somebody has the workout channel on, and I see these women who are really skinny working out and doing aerobics or whatever. No, I'm not going to go and do aerobics. I'm going to say I can't fit into that leotard. Forget it. But I have to admit, seeing somebody else exercise, run, and play makes me want to do it. Football's a little different, though, because football, they're all covered up, so you don't really see them sweat and work out, you know, that much, unless, of course, they take off their helmet, and you're so busy watching the game and trying to figure out if you're going to win or lose and money and all that. So, you know, but, you know, with a lot of other sports, like when I watch the Olympics, I get into such good shape when I watch the Olympics because I'm just energized by seeing other people work out. Right? So, I mean, I don't mind the stamps. I don't, but do we live in the type of society where if you show you are cannonballing into a pool, right, and God forbid somebody gets hurt cannonballing, right, and we live in a society where the White House is going to get sued for that, then no, you can't do that. And then if you do need a choice for stamps, then, you know, do historical figures. I think that would be wonderful to do some historical figures or something where people learn. But let me just tell you, kids really don't look at the stamps. Okay? They're into email. They're into tweeting. They're into Instagramming. That's what they're doing now. So I don't really think it's that big a deal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Giants lost over the weekend, the Ravens lost to the Packers, Browns lost to the Lions, Texans lost to the Rams, Raiders lost to the Chiefs. Why would that affect us? Well, if you live in a city where your NFL team loses, you will be more likely to eat more calories and fatty foods after a loss. Experts say that when people are unhappy, they turn to food for comfort food. It doesn't work to fix anything, but it may make us feel better. Now, I disagree. Whenever I'm at a football game, I do most of my eating first quarter. And then by halftime, I get up to go to the bathroom, and we talked about this. What is the number one time in all of America where the toilet is being used at the most, all across America even? It's Super Bowl Sunday's halftime, because remember, Super Bowl is playing at the same time throughout the country. So not New Year's Eve, because people celebrate New Year's Eve at different times throughout the country. 9 p.m., 10 p.m., right? Right? Depending on Pacific Coast versus East Coast. But Super Bowl, all same time. So we all go and take a leak or poop or whatever we have to do halftime. I know Beyonce or Britney Spears or Justin Timberlake or somebody is doing something at halftime, but we still have time to go and take a pee. So we go, and then we come back and eat. So by third, fourth quarter, I'm not eating anymore. I'm stuffed. So if my game lost by the end of a football game or Super Bowl, I'm not going to eat more. So I kind of disagree with this. But researchers examined the eating habits of people in 30 cities with NFL teams, comparing them to people living in cities without NFL teams. And when a city's team lost, people in the area ate 16% more saturated fat and 10% more calories on Mondays compared to people living in the cities without NFL teams. But winning cities ate much healthier foods. Okay? Now, is this just another sort of study that mimics depression? When you're depressed, you're not going to sit there and go out and, you know, be all happy and maybe go and exercise, but you're going to sit and go and get some comfort food. Is that what you think maybe was going on? But I know I get depressed a little when, I mean, not full-blown depression, but I get saddened when the team loses. I don't like that. Okay, we don't want to lose. We want to win. We want to pick the winning side. Even if we aren't even helping them, if we're not even stretching, if we're not even catching the ball, if we are nowhere near the city, we feel like winners if our team wins, which is why football is so addictive and why people love football. I get women all the time going, I don't understand why my husband, he'll sit in front of a TV watching football. What is the psychology behind liking football? That's why it is such a euphoric rush. When somebody catches the ball and makes a touchdown for your team, people like stress. Okay, that Ravens game last year, I put $20 on the game, and I'm not really a gambling person, but just to make it interesting. And we had to fly home from New York, all right, because it was an event. I think we were out there for a bar mitzvah. I don't remember. So we had to fly back on Super Bowl Sunday, and I was like, oh, man, I can't believe I'm going to be missing a Super Bowl. Well, luckily, JetBlue had TVs, so we were able to watch the Super Bowl real time. And, in fact, JetBlue that day gave everybody first drink free. So that was really cool. And they had a whole bunch of Super Bowl snacks, so they made it really damn cool. So we're sitting there, we're having snacks, we're watching the game, everybody's screaming, and it was a real good game. Now, I don't know if you remember, but the Ravens were winning, kicking butt. Then, halftime, they come back, make another touchdown. They're just kicking so much butt. All of a sudden, the lights go out in the New Orleans Stadium. Lights completely go out. Then the other team starts to make a huge comeback. It was a nail biter. And then in the end, the Ravens still won. So, some people like that stress. Some people like being on the edge of their seat. Why do you think the Gravity movie is getting such great reviews? Because people want to be on the edge of their seat. Now, they may not want horror flicks. Not everybody wants horror flicks. But people like that stress. People want a happy ending. It causes euphoria. All right. So, if your team loses, you end up eating more. So it makes sense. It does. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can a neck injection ease your hot flashes? We'll talk about this in the next hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Little white
hang me down.
Hang me down.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.